Ah, yes. KX93.5. And after thinking, wow, will that song ever end? How long is the outro to that thing? A very good morning to you. I am so happy to be here and delighted that on the line, I have comedy royalty, man. This is absolute comedy royalty with us. Louis Anderson got shows in Irvine Improv this coming Friday through Sunday. Louis, other than, and I know you know him from Baskets. Everybody's been asking about Baskets, but he has just an entirely long career of great stuff that we're going to be discussing. Louis, good morning, and thank you for being on the program today. Louis, I can hear you there. I can hear Louis. Louis, hello. I hear you rolling around there, Louis. Hold on. Louis, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Ed.
Ah, beautiful, beautiful. I heard you rolling around in there. Thank you for being on the program this morning.
Oh, my pleasure.
We've got you in town. This is really, really cool. We've got you in town at the Irvine Improv Friday through Sunday, all week long. You are comedy royalty, and it's rare that we're this close here in Laguna Beach to comic royalty. Welcome to Orange County this weekend. How's that for pressure?
That's great. No, I'm really excited about being there. I love Laguna. I was down, what's the little theater you have there?
The Laguna Playhouse.
Yeah, Rita and I did a couple of podcasts from there that were real fun, and we both performed at different times the shows there. So I've been in that area, have had a wonderful time, and I'm really looking forward to being at the Improv. I'm working on a bunch of new stuff, but I'm celebrating my 40th year as a stand-up.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to do material from every year in the show. And a bunch of new stuff that I'm working on. But, you know, my greatest hits and pure fun. Really looking forward to it.
I have to be brutally honest with you. I saw you for the very first time, in 1984. I was a Johnny Carson watcher.
Nice.
Yeah, so from that moment on, man, you've just delighted me and my family. I'm not even kidding. Just great stuff. And I cannot wait to see your material. I cannot wait to see your new stuff. Now,
thanks so much. They just showed that Tonight Show on the antenna channel. They showed the Johnny Carson show. I don't know if you know that.
I don't. I have the antenna channel, and I, as often as I can, I try and get to it, especially when they show the old Johnny clips. I would love to see that again. I'd absolutely love to see that again. Tell me what it was like behind the curtain that first time. As they're announcing your name, what was that moment like coming out for the first time on Johnny Carson?
It's surreal. You know, you get to see the spot where you'll be standing before the show starts.
Right.
And then it's all kinds of goes, you know, like, you know, you go to your dressing room and you get ready, and then they usher you backstage after they go to commercial.
Right.
For the segment they were on. I think it was Robert Blake. And then they usher you on. You're behind that curtain you've watched, you know, for 30 years.
Right.
You know.
Right. And the iconic Johnny curtain.
And I reach out and touch it so I could tell my mom what it was like, because she was going to ask me I know her. And she was going to ask me, and she did. What's the material of that curtain? And when it comes back where the band is blaring, you know, comes back some commercial.
Right.
Johnny is saying our next gentleman is making his national television debut from St. Paul, Minnesota, Louis Anderson. And then you walk out and you look for that mark, right, and you play those cameras and the crowd at the same time, if you can.
Right, and you go into a couple of minutes of material that moment must just absolutely fly by.
It does fly by. I kind of had an out-of-body experience.
Yeah.
During the performance, I was up above myself looking at the whole thing. It was really surreal for me, but
now
it was such a big deal in my life to do the Tonight Show. You know, I only had a couple of goals: get my name on the Comedy Store and improv, work at the improv, and be on Johnny Carson. I mean, you know, I was a comic. That's what my goals were.
Now, when you walked off stage after the show, did you like all comics do? Did you beat yourself up about a moment in the set that you didn't like?
No.
Or, okay.
No.
Okay. Good.
No, I was well rehearsed and
good.
And I'm walking back after the show, you know.
Right.
And I'm about halfway to my dressing room, and they're yelling at me, "Johnny wants you back out there."
Oh yeah.
Because the crowd was going crazy.
Yeah.
So he wanted me to come and take another bow.
You want to talk about surreal.
Yeah, and then he called me over and shook my hand and gave me the sign, and oh, man, it was all good.
That's fantastic. When Johnny gives you the sign, man, you're in. That changed everything.
Yeah, that thing changes your life, you know, right that day, right there, changes your life.
Right.
The next night I was at the Comedy Store at the Dunes Hotel in Las Vegas with Jim Carrey and Blake Clark and Harry Basil and Sam Kinison, and you know, I'm doing that show there. And then the week after that, I'm opening for the Commodores in Vegas. And so my whole life changed just at that. You know, the week that I got the Tonight Show, I was applying at an AM/PM mini market for a job because I needed rent money.
You would have made a great AM/PM employee, by the way. Not to say that you wouldn't have made a great employee, but we're sure glad
you... I would have said, listen, take it. Those hamburgers are going to get thrown out. Take those.
Yeah, but we're glad you chose the path that you did. And as your career continued, you started getting into movies. I saw you in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You had a small role in as the singing telegram guy in Ferris Bueller. That was a lot of fun.
John Hughes was a fan of mine. He gave me that part. I wasn't a very good actor back then, but he was very nice to me.
You did great. You look great in the movie. You actually, it was one of the funnier segments of that movie, by the way. And then,
I thought so.
Coming up with Life with Louie, the cartoon based on your family, was that a hard sell?
Yeah, it was a hard sell for me. They had to sell me on it. Margaret Lesh from Fox Kids and Matt O'Callahan and Hyperion Entertainment. And they came to me and I said, I just don't see it. So Matt took my special mom, Louie's Looking At Me, where I play all the voices of my family. And he drew pictures of what it would look like. And he drew my dad and my mom and my brother Tommy and me. And then he put those voices underneath it. And so it really worked. I got it right away. And then we had three glorious years on Fox Kids, and it was just the most fun.
I love how angrily they drew your dad.
Yeah, it was really good. You know, my dad was an ornery character, and I got to recreate my family. It was kind of a magnificent thing.
Right.
It's to almost celebrate. It's been in LA. It's in 18 countries around the world.
Right.
And I have, you know, fans from Turkey and Poland and Russia. I have fans from South America and all over the world that were big fans of Life with Louie.
It's amazing that a guy from St. Paul, you can actually, all of those people from all of those different places relate to the family from St. Paul.
Isn't that amazing?
That is.
Like, I noticed we had the NFL let us use their logo to do a Packers-Chicago game.
Right.
And so once in a while, you know, these people will, I have a Life with Louie Facebook with like 300,000 people from around the world. And
they
send me messages, and I often answer people, you know, and say hi.
Right.
And I noticed when I was looking at a couple of them, they have Green Bay Packers banners and hats. Now, those never were, how did those get to Turkey and Poland? And so I brought the cheeseheads over to Europe, which was really funny.
Introducing Europe to the cheeseheads, right? So I have to ask you this before I ask you anything else, and I've been all week long I've been curious about this. You in 99 or 2000, around the turn of the century, you replaced Richard Dawson as host of the Family Feud, and you invited him to appear on that first show, but he didn't.
I think he was upset that he wasn't offered the show.
Okay. I met him.
And I did it as an homage. You know, that was my thing. I wanted to, you know, I wanted them to say, hey, you know, have a good time. And, you know, I couldn't be Louis Anderson on that show had I not seen Richard Dawson. I mean, they created that show for Richard Dawson.
And he was magnificent in it. I had met him before, and I found him to be a little cranky. So
yeah, he's cranky, and I think later in life he became agoraphobic. But, you know, that's all rumor. I don't know if it's true. Mm. But anyways, I always regretted that I didn't get to have him come on and just kind of hand off
the baton.
The microphone to me. But, yeah. But you know what? I had three glorious years on that show, and just they're re-showing them now.
And I see those.
On Amazon.
Right. I see them once in a while, and you were, again, there's nothing you can't do. I'm not just blowing smoke in your face. There's really nothing you can't do. Tell me about your character in Baskets that everyone loves so much, man. Just tell me about how that came about.
Well, I got a call from Louis C.K. and Zach Galifianakis, and Louis said, hey, we're doing a show with Zach. We want you to play a character. And I was working in Vegas. I go, yeah, let's do it. He goes, we want you to play Zach's mother. And I go, oh, I love it. Yes, I'll do it. And because I had so much experience doing my mom's voice and, mama's boy, and I really love my mom a lot. She was a great person, and I miss her, you know. Yeah. I said, well, this is my chance to bring my mom to life. And so I really... I don't know what happened.
You've channeled your mother.
Yeah, I channel my mom when I'm up there. I wish I could explain it, but I'm just going with it.
That's so good. And I don't want to embarrass you or anything, but yes, that's an Emmy Award-winning role on Baskets and three-time nominated and winner of an Emmy Award. That's just a great role magnificent, if that's what you're doing, channeling of your mom there. So
yeah, and you know, I really believe in the character. It has a lot of humanity. I really think there aren't a lot of people like that on TV. And I think she's a really brave, complicated, tough woman who just wants her family to be happy.
Yeah, magnificently portrayed, Louis. One thing to tell you, it's how magnificently portrayed that character.
We're going to start season four February 15th. So we're going to start filming it, so I'm excited.
Look,
Jonathan Grayso, the director, and Zach they're just great people to work with. It's just unbelievable.
That must be unbelievably fun on the set. I can't imagine how much fun.
Yeah, we do have fun, and we shoot it on location, which makes it feel so much more authentic. You know.
Yeah. So, how long are your sets this coming weekend? How long of a set can we expect on Friday?
Well, they'll have to kick me off. I've been doing long sets. You know, I do 75 to 90 minutes minimum.
I know.
I love doing a long set. You know, I'm going to, you know, rock the house and have the most fun I can.
Watching you, and again, I don't want to embarrass you, but watching you up on stage is like watching a ballet dancer, man. You effortlessly just move from moment to moment to moment. It's just beautiful to watch, Louis. It really is.
You know, I'm really excited. I haven't worked the clubs in a while, you know, in California especially. It's been a long time since I've been to Irvine. A bunch of my friends are going to stop by and do guest sets. So it's really going to be a special, really fun kind of an early Christmas present for me.
Oh, and we are looking forward to it. Now, other than performing in Orange County, do we ever get a chance to have you visit Laguna Beach? Do you ever just come here and just hang out on the sand?
I go to, what's the one, what's the next town down that's really connected to Laguna? It starts with a D.
To Laguna. Oh, now it's like the $100,000 question over here. Let's see. On one side,
you know, there's a hotel. There's a big hotel down there.
On one side, we've got Newport. On the other side, we've got Dana Point. There we go.
Dana Point. So Rita lives in Dana Point. So.
All right.
I get to see her and her husband, Martin, and you know, that's really a lot of fun. And, yeah, I love it down there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, nice.
You know, when you're in Laguna, you go, I always forget I should come here more often.
Yeah, you need to stop and stay a while, Louis. You really do.
I actually met, I think, the person who started your radio station when I was doing that show.
That would have been Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler, yeah. That's right. I met him, and he told me he was going to start this or just started this. How long have you guys been going on?
About 6 years.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
And he just said we had started it, and I don't know if I came in and did it or not, but I remember meeting him on the street. So
very cool. Very cool. So next time you're here, next time you're in town, stop through. We'd love to have you on. By the way,
I'd love to do it.
If you're just joining us, Louis Anderson has shows this weekend at the Irvine Improv, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. Be sure and catch him. Irvine Improv and Louis Anderson. There is not a funnier comedian working today. And apparently now he's gathering all of the material that he's had all over these years, and you're going to be hearing it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, you know, you're really going to have a good time. It's like I'm doing stand-up for the first time again, Ed.
Oh, that's a great feeling. I mean, each time you're on, it's like the first time for us. So, Louis, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. We'll look forward to seeing you this weekend.
All right. Thank you so much.